This is GQDN for November the 7th, 2022. Tomorrow is election day here in the U.S. So I'm going to ask you guys, vote your conscience, okay? But anyway, today's news is brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, WoW players XP boost, Overwatch 2 news, and rumors about Diablo 4. I don't know why I sung that, but it just seemed kind of fun because we begin with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 passed $1 billion. That's a B, people. In less than 2 weeks. This is brought to us by Forbes.com. And Forbes Gaming, yes, they passed $1 billion. As a matter of fact, Johanna Ferrers, the general manager at Call of Duty, said, quote, "The incredible momentum driving Modern Warfare 2 is a direct reflection of the energy and passion of the Call of Duty community. As we look ahead to an unprecedented level of support for Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone 2.0 launch next week, we are motivated to deliver again for the best player community in the world. This is very huge for the Modern Warfare team, and congratulations to them, because without them, the game would not be available." But let's move on to Nintendo. And this is brought to us by Destructoid.com, and Indie World comes up this Wednesday. So, how can you watch Nintendo and find out what's going to happen in Indie World? Well, they will be up on Twitch and their YouTube channels. So, if you follow them at Twitch or on YouTube, you'll be able to see them at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, which means 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and about 1800 BST. In fact, Nintendo America did say on Twitter, Nintendo of America, quote, "Tune in on November 9th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time for a new Indie World North America showcase featuring roughly 25 minutes of information on upcoming indie games headed to Nintendo Switch." Indie World. Anyway, now we go on to DualShockers.com. And what does not an indie game, basically Final Fantasy 16? Well, according to the Final Fantasy 16 footnote read, did say, quote, "Final Fantasy 16, anticipated summer 2023, PlayStation 5 exclusive for 6 months. Now, what is believed is that once that 6 months is up, Final Fantasy 16 could be up on PC. So we shall see what happens there. But will it see Xbox? That is not known as of yet. But could it be also up on PlayStation 4 right now? The answer is no. So that will be something to watch for. In fact, the footnote also read that PlayStation 5 exclusive until January 23rd, 2025. So, we shall see what happens there. Now, let's go back to Destructoid, shall we? Because Diablo 4 could be coming this April. Well, that is just a rumor because of apparently, on the Xbox Era podcast, hosted by Windows Central, did suggest that Blizzard could be doing the launch of Diablo this coming April, especially with pre-orders opening in December. So, we shall see what happens. Now, will everything be ready for it? That is something that we do not yet know. But, as any definite news comes along, I will let you know, definitely, when it comes to Diablo 4. So stay tuned, people. Anyway, let's go to Overwatch 2. And while May is still bugged, Forbes.com says that Overwatch 2 has hit 35 million people in its first month. But does that mean that there might have been a drop in numbers? Well, we'll find out, especially when Activision Blizzard said in a press release, quote, player investment is also off to a strong start, positioning the title to be a meaningful contributor to Blizzard's business in the fourth quarter. So we'll see what happens in the fourth quarter. You gotta wonder, you gotta wonder, you gotta wonder, huh? We will all see. We will all see coming very, very, very soon. Now, we'll stick with Blizzard Entertainment because GameSpot.com did say that the Winds of Wisdom, well, the Winds of Wisdom will be up this weekend. So, when that starts, go get it if you're still a World of Warcraft player. And if you still play it, then you just go do it, okay? Now, we get to Kotaku.com, and there's a bit of a job listing for Sonic, or basically a Sonic lore master to keep up on the Sonic lore. In fact, Sega wrote in the job description up on LinkedIn, quote, with both project management and creative duties, you'll be immersed in the organization and shaping of Sonic lore canon, characters and universes, helping to bring consistency, connectivity, and creativity to all Sonic across various forms of Mega, including games, animation, comics, and more. Sega of America. Well, yeah. So, this is something that they want to try and connect, just like some other things are trying to connect there anyway. So, hey, let's see what happens, right? Now we end with GameSpot.com, and Walmart said, let's do some early Black Friday deals. Way early. We just got out of Halloween, people. Come on. Anyway, so what is on the list? Well, there's Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Battlefield 2042, Far Cry 6, FIFA 23, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Kirby and the Forgotten Land, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Life is Strange Two Colors, Madden, The Quarry, Scarlet Nexus, Saints Row, Sonic Colors Ultimate, Super Mario Odyssey, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, The Next Level Edition, including some tech and some AirPods, TVs and speakers and such. So yeah, Walmart's doing some stuff, y'all. Sales, sales galore. That'll be it for the show today. But tomorrow, there will be no show due to scheduling conflicts. So, until Wednesday, go play some games, people. And like I said before, please vote your conscience if you're in the U.S. We will see you on Wednesday.